Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just joke, cause he woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising a daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit, that got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of this shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang. Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't forget about you, bro. Yeah, yeah. Puerto Rico, ooh. Puerto Rico, suave.
I sent you guys the clip the other day of the opener for Jimmy Dore guy.
That's him? That guy?
I think that was him. I mean, I say opener. I think he might have been doing a guest spot, but he's like some kind of pundit type. I don't know.
He just posted Chris Evans actually retweeted him saying, Max Blumenthal is worried that the Trump indictment will restrict First Amendment rights. And then he says he questions the 2020 election because of mail-in ballots and Hunter Biden's laptop.
Isn't he like one of those leftist guys, but...
Yes. He's leftist the way Jimmy Dore's leftist.
Leftist butt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Jimmy Dore played Magoobies recently. So a clip, I think Max Blumenthal might have posted the clip himself. No, someone else posted it. I guess he must have posted it somewhere because it's probably from his camera. He said he was, and he had tweeted earlier, like the day before or something, hey, I'm opening for Jimmy Dore. And it was like a picture he posted or someone posted with like four or five people. So I think there might have been several openers. I don't think he's like the opener. And I think he might have been even just trying stand up as like maybe a first time or something. But he posted this clip of him 2 minutes doing stand up and it's like bashing AOC and, you know, that kind of shit.
Right, right.
But he's from the left, that kind of shit. So I don't really know about his journalistic chops, but I know he's one of those names that I've just heard before, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just one of those people that's just around.
Yeah.
Here's the clip.
Don't do this to us, Andy. Don't do this.
Magoobies.
Don't do this. Don't do this to us, Andy.
I mean, it's only 2 minutes. the only thing that I pointed out, I think, in the group chat was that when your camera is on the floor at Magoobies, it means there's not much of a crowd that night. The bottom section is usually full and you got to have your camera higher up. It's like a stadium seating type thing. It's a really cool sort of setup there, but
yeah,
your camera has to be higher up pointing down. If your camera is on the floor or on a table on the floor,
you got it. If you got a straight ahead shot, like we all have in our boxes right now. Well,
I mean, you can do straight ahead, but it's got to be up a few tiers. There's like three or four tiers at Magoobies. It's just the floor is almost always full. Even on a slow night, the floor is full.
Right.
And that place can seat like, I don't know, 350 people. I don't know how many people. It's huge.
Yeah.
But even on a light night, they'll wall off the back sections and just concentrate people on the floor. So he had a camera on the floor. I don't know if that means it was early in the show and Jimmy Dore's fans hadn't showed up yet, or Jimmy Dore is not drawing like that when he plays Magoobies.
It's definitely a bad sign when the people posting the video of your clip are from people that hate you.
Right. Because he must have posted this himself. This is not someone surreptitiously recording him from their phone to, you know, to post later. He has a tripod. Yeah,
before you even start this, Tim, what does that body English that he's presenting tell you about his stand-up capabilities? That stance right there.
That is, first of all, he hasn't moved the mic stand. So that's like
In stand-up, that's the first thing that I look for is if a stand-up, if I don't know them, if I find out, oh, you do stand-up, and then I see anything with them and the mic stand is in front of them, that right there is a telltale sign of a newbie. Yeah. I don't know where the front of the stage is. Usually when somebody's bombing, they move closer to the front of the stage. So, yeah, he doesn't look like he's bombing, but he also doesn't look...
Yeah. Here's the thing for any of you who go to a comedy club, you can tell just as a person is walking onto the stage, you can tell what they've got just by the way they walk out onto the stage.
Yeah, there's definitely you can see, especially at open mic nights, because you'll see a bunch of people take the stage.
Yeah.
And you'll see the ones who have some authority about it and the ones who are just new. And everyone's new at some point. We've all been new. Even that there's a thing that he does on this clip that a lot of new comics do. I don't know. I don't think I did it when I was new, but it's definitely a nervous tic type thing. You have the mic up to your mouth and then you say the punchline, you drop the mic down to your side on the punchline. For some reason, people pull the mic away from their mouth after they say the punchline and when they're new. I don't know why that is, but.
Because that's the cue to let the audience know, hey, this is where you're supposed to laugh.
Yeah. That's like, okay, guys.
Hey, yuck yucks.
That's a please clap moment. Yeah.
That is an interesting thing.
This is subtitle, so people listening might not be able to pick up on everything he's saying.
I would have liked to have known AOC when she was just an ambitious, smart young girl from White Plains named Sandy before she transitioned to Latinx. You know, she's so angry now, and there's like a discarded box of friends screaming it into Instagram, like, you fascists! I don't really have a punchline there. I just, wanted to say that. I wanted to know her.
Stop right there, Andy. That's a rookie, by the way. That's a very much a rookie move.
Right.
Punchline right there. Just thought it'd be something.
And he is like a rookie, like it seems like he's just a new comic, but that's a classic move of, I didn't even have a joke there. I just wanted to say that. And then, yeah, he walks behind the stool and he's still behind the mic stand.
And it's not only rookies that do that too. A lot of, it's a comic that wants to just say that thing,
Right.
That's right. Their excuse. Another excuse comics use is, I know that's not funny, but that's for me. Anything that'll get you out of accountability for saying said thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're disavowing it as you say it.
Yeah, yeah. But you do want to say it. That's the big thing. Is
right.
You do want to say that. So
yeah, a lot of alternative comics
back in the day,
like these alt guys who used to not do mainstream topics, but then they would still want to talk about their relationship. But relationship jokes were like for club comedy. They'd be like, I guess I'll talk about relationship jokes. I guess I'll do that. And then they'll do their bit they wrote about the person they're dating. So yeah. You don't have to disavow. You can just do it. Just commit.
There's an anti-Russian male lesbian.
Cuts to another clip.
And what Jimmy Dore is doing is bringing people together, and I want to continue to unite. I think, we can go from Iraq, WMDs, Saddam and Al-Qaeda, Russiagate, the Syrian chemical attacks, and then the COVID event was the big one, because that's when all of the left-wing critics, the most trenchant critics of our system, turned into hyper-obedient authoritarian enforcers of the biomedical security state and big pharma. I lost so many friends over that shit. I lost
they don't
so
miss
many
you.
Friends.
And,
they're not asking about you.
Hey, what's the Max up to? Back when we first started getting back into comedy after COVID, I used to open and say, has anybody lost a bunch of friends but they don't know it yet? everyone knew what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. And they all wanted to take like the Chinese vax. They thought it was like injecting socialism into their veins. One of them took the Chinese Sinovac so many times they started transmitting 5G signals from Huawei. Zelensky, he shows up in NATO.
Yeah, now he's bashing the right, but it's just word salad. But
it's funny if you're hyper into his silo of friends and people on the internet.
True.
Like this is this, like he's throwing red meat to this particular type of crowd. They're not eating it up because it's not clever. But if you look at what he's doing, he's just saying shit they already believe back to them, like, you know, the hyper-capitalist, astro-socialist, blah, 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 and they're just like, oh, yeah, that is right. I say that online all the time.
Yeah, vaccine conspiracy theorists suck, but so does Sandy Ocasio-Cortez, you know? Like, remember her?
Yeah.
You know, like...
Looking like a kid dressed up as G.I. Joe for Halloween. And he's like, I need the HIMARS. I need the javelins. Give me the cluster munitions. He's walking around like snorting, acting like a
looked at his set list so he can hit that punchline.
Yeah, it's classic newbie kind of.
He couldn't remember what that punchline was, and he had written down, so he went over like the set list because he has it written down word for word.
Set list for a guest spot.
Yeah.
Well, is this professional? So was he? Is this Jimmy Dore's opener? Like he brought?
We don't know.
Or well, they say.
Does he live in Baltimore or Timonium?
I think he knows Jimmy Dore. I think politically they're aligned. And probably just his buddy said, hey, come do a guest spot. You know, when I'm in Baltimore. So that's probably what it was. But it's just it gave everyone a chance to dunk on this guy, Max Blumenthal.
Right.
Yeah, he's on Twitter
and
too.
Politically, he's trying to be in the middle. So yeah. I guess that gives everybody a reason to dunk on him.
Yeah.
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 Like it's not doing what he thinks, where it's like, it's going to bring us all together. It's like, yes, to laugh at you.
Right. Yeah. Right. You're the one that's lost here.
Yeah. I don't think there is, he's not there yet. Like he's trying something. If he stays on this path, he may get there at some point, but yeah, he's not necessarily
it's just a newbie comic. I wouldn't upload a set like this, you know, like I don't know where why this thing
I feel
is on
like that's what they do now, man. They just upload sets.
You should have did some crowd work or something. At least it'd been funnier.
What do you do?
Crowd work, buddy.
What do you do? What do you
oh that's your girl? That's your girl? She a socialist?
Then I just found out that a NASCAR driver named Noah Gragson, it just came out that he's been suspended indefinitely by NASCAR due to liking an insensitive meme with a photo of George Floyd's face. Says the meme that he probably retweeted it. Was something about taking delight in George Floyd's death. So NASCAR got him out the paint. I'm like, oh, NASCAR cares now? Okay.
And that's our weekly NASCAR update segment, guys, brought to you by Randolph.
They're trying.
I mean, it's better than alternative.
Mm-hmm. The used to just give that... Oh, shit. The
even NASCAR
the
wants me
to spend money, so I'm not spending money.
They used to actually take those guys and give them first place on the starting line.
Yeah. Right.
We saw your tweets. You're doing a good job out there, buddy.
Doing a good job.
Yeah. Put you up here next to Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your official hood. Welcome to the club.
Right.
It's not so called. It's not pole
an
position.
All white Chevy this week. He's an all white Chevy.
You get the you get canceled position this week. Right up front. Right up front. Cancel culture won't stop you.
The all white Chevy doesn't have a front windshield. It just has two eye holes.
It's a Camaro spelled with a K. three K's actually.
You ruffled those. Don't let you drive the General Lee. Good, boy.
Not the General Lee.
And they're trying to cancel Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, hold on. Oh, I got that bookmark. But this NASCAR guy
died.
This NASCAR guy is suspended. I guess he'll be back at some point. He's suspended.
He'll definitely be back.
He made a statement, by the way. I'm disappointed in myself.
Disappointed
myself.
Go, Brandon, that's hilarious.
He doubled
not,
down.
Not him using the same tactic I used to get out of whoopings.
I disappointed myself, mama.
And I disappointed you.
No one's more upset about this F than me.
And the family. I can't even whoop him now.
I am disappointed in myself for my lack of attention and actions on social media. I understand severity of the situation. No. I love and appreciate everyone.
Do you?
No, you don't.
I try to treat everyone equally, no matter who they are.
You could almost say never has to say that
out loud. You know who never has to say that out loud? Someone who loves and appreciates everybody.
Yeah. I'm gonna
never say that out loud.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this guy doesn't see color. Also, he probably forgot to say it.
That's somewhere in his speech somewhere.
Said I messed up, plain and simple. The meme was a George Floyd meme that he liked. There it is, under the knee with George Floyd, his face on the crab instead of under the sea.
Instead of under the sea.
Okay. A lot of those memes get passed around in those right wing silos. If you get into those circles,
QAnon.
I don't see those memes. So the other question is, how did that even come across your feed? Who else are you paying attention to?
How did you even get access to that? That's not sent to me. That's not sent to.
Yeah.
You got to go find that shit. You got to be in groups. You got to be on 8chan, 6chan, or 8chan to find that shit.
The algorithm.
A lot of chans.
All the chans.
You got to be on the chans.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie. Have y'all seen that
TMZ
documentary?
TMZ showed the. Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I was going to say, y'all seen a documentary about QAnon and all that? That's all they do is pass around memes like that.
Yeah.
On TMZ, they actually have the meme.
Yeah. I got it here.
Yeah.
It's this is crazy. That one under the knee.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
What the fuck?
Damn. Yeah.
Wasn't no mistake there.
There's all kinds of shit like that that they pass around.
Oh, that's crazy.
His Twitter bio says he's mayor of Throttleville. Whatever.
Jesus.
Oh, is that what he is?
Yeah, he's the mayor of Throttleville. He hasn't tweeted in a long, long time. But I guess he tweeted this apology.
He looks like a little douche. Tiny little man.
Oh, he's a little guy. I thought that was a kid. Like going up to meet him. Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that him? Oh, hey, I'm so happy to be in this race.
Oh, that's adorable.
A little racist.
I had the race won, I think.
Yeah, just come around that turn, you know. I thought I had a win.
I won on this 19 group, but I'm excited to make my move to JRM next year.
Okay, you know how he's talking with that accent? He's from Las Vegas.
Right. It says his bio, Las Vegas to Charlotte. I guess he's based now.
Why are you talking like that?
Because now he's out of Charlotte, so now he feel like he got to talk like that.
He's around all them people that talk like that, boy.
Yeah,
Nancy Pelosi.
Just come around that last turn, you know, we swapped a little paint, but I thought I got a hit of him, and I thought I'm glad I got the win.
So what I did was I tried to run him up against the wall, and then, you know, I let up my flabbergaster and then run around and,
you know, the flabbergaster, let it out,
and then I, you know, just let out the reverber, and
I gotta take my car to the shop. Something's wrong with my flabbergaster. Is it your alternator? No. My flabbergaster.
I just came around. I was hitting that flabbergaster. I used up on the RoboCop and came around that last turn.
You know, them Hondas don't got good flabbergasters. You know that, right? You better watch it with them new Hondas.
As soon as the interview is over, they're like, all right, we're done filming. He's like, all right, well, chip, cheerio. Thank you so much. I might go get a spot of tea later. Going to get some biscuits.
Going a little hard on the old Liberty Gibbet, and I thought the car survived.
One race left.
Are we still recording?
This is for everyone in my hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada.
What is the accent of Las Vegas, though? They don't really have
not
one,
that.
They don't. It's saying, just Vegas neutral.
One.
Definitely not that. It's just a neutral accent. I mean, it's close to California. Maybe you get a little of the Cali kind of accent coming in, but that's about it.
You know what's funny? I don't know if this has been talked about. How many, I don't think it's a white person thing, but the two people that have done it have been white. They'll fake a Southern accent to seem more genuine.
Well, that's that senator, or he's either a senator Kennedy. Or congressman from Louisiana.
Okay, but that's three, because I didn't know about him.
Joe Kennedy does it.
John,
yeah, I don't know. Peter Hegg's is saying Alex Jones in the podcast. I don't really fuck with Alex Jones like that.
He's
I don't
from
know
Texas,
why you
though.
Listen to him. He's from Texas. Texas. Yeah. He was in Austin when I was in Austin, so that could be a real accent. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Senator John Kennedy sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
Right.
He's like a Rhodes Scholar. he doesn't actually talk like that, but he plays it up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do that. Yeah, and there are also people who hit the campaign trail, like in presidential elections, where they get down south for those primaries. And now they have a slight accent when they're in the South, and then it goes away when they get up North. They use different.
Child, just be yourself. What are we talking about here?
Well, they use different words, different vernacular. They start talking with like even the slang terms from the region they're in. Kennedy is the biggest offender, though, I think, because he's just, you look at his bio, you're like, you're nothing like the guy you're pretending to be.
They give him a little book of words. These are the words to say, live a mush. But I've never heard of it. I don't give a fuck. Just say it. It makes the people happy.
Also, didn't you play that clip from that one dude on here where he moved states and was running for office? And then he had that ad that was like, you know, woke Nancy Pelosi or whatever the fuck we watched that time.
Yeah, he was at a bull riding event or something. Yeah.
Which one? Who was that?
I can't remember his name. I just remember
the cat that moved up here. The no lip.
I just remember
Dan Rodemer.
Two different ads. Rodemer. Like one.
Okay. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. I remember Rodemer. Yeah.
Dan Rodemer. He was from someplace else. And
Big
then he moved
Dan
to Texas.
Rodemer here.
All of a sudden, he had his accent.
Yeah, all of a sudden, that's it. He had an because there was a video of him from before. I think he was somehow involved in like wrestling at some point.
Yeah,
there was a video of him talking, and he didn't talk like that. And then he goes to Texas. He's like, "I'm Big Dan Rodemer."
Yeah.
It's like he's selling.
Send me to Washington. I'm gonna get it done.
our prices won't be beat. You're like, what? What are you talking about? This is Dan Rodemer's commercial. This is where he wants to fire Nancy Pelosi. He,
make
of course,
America,
he's in Texas now.
Make America again. Texas again. Good what God. Swinging for the fences.
Right?
Three dirtiest jobs in the world. Professional wrestling.
Is that bull even real?
Competition. And bull riding. Let's go, boys.
Come on, get it.
That's how they conveniently left his face out of the picture.
Well, that's clearly a stunt double. That's not
that's
Big
not
Dan.
That's not him. You know that's Big not him. He is not riding no motherfucking bull.
We call that bull Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yeah. That beast.
Oh, that's good comedy right there. I give you credit for that. A plus.
He's a beast. We call that bull Nancy Pelosi. It's the beast.
Now that's Texas tough, baby.
What? You're not from here. What are you talking about?
I bet that actor's not from there either.
Yeah. I'm right. He won't even look Texas.
He's from Jersey, apparently.
Two out of three dirty jobs done. I'm Big Dan Rodemer. Texas has big problems. We need a big fighter to solve those problems. The communists in D.C. are ruining America.
Commies?
We have a big problem. Texas, send Big Dan to Congress. I know how to handle Nancy Pelosi and stop her bull.
I'll put her in a figure four leg lock. That's my guarantee. While I eat brisket that I made
myself. When we get in that ring.
Why didn't they clear the people out of the background? I don't understand why they're not at least or fill the stands.
Because it's Texas
up.
And Texas is bigger.
Yeah, Texas, we stand on the sideline and look at people video each other.
The empty bleachers behind
them. I think he lost. Why
did he
just
lose?
Standing
did he
there?
Lose that election?
Yeah, he
all
lost.
Those are stand-ins.
Yeah, 100 and only 1,000 subscribers. He lost.
Yeah, he's got 1,350,000 subscribers.
Yeah, he didn't go viral or anything. He lost.
What was he on January 6th? I want to know.
Right. Well, that's a great question.
I was in my home in New
riding
Jersey.
Riding the bull somewhere.
I'm Big Dan.
I was riding the bull in Texas.
I know how to handle Nancy Pelosi. You go on the desk, take a big old shit,
and take a laptop.
I smear it on the walls. That's what I do.
I would have put Dan shit on the keyboard so she can touch it.
Yeah. tell him it's from Big Dan.
I go in her office. I'm like a bowl in a china shop. That's my guarantee.
Guarantee. I remember that dude. The Cajun, what was he? The Raging Cajun? What was that dude?
Yeah, that was my guarantee.
They used to cook.
I fuck with him.
Oh,
like that shit. Remember that? I guarantee.
He used to put a half a bottle of wine in every recipe.
Yes.
And a half a bottle of wine in himself.
What happened Justin, to that dude?
Lots of butter.
Justin, I can't remember what his last name was.
There's no way he alive. That man probably been left us.
It's like a guy like Rodimer talks to shit and don't say nothing. But then these brothers who got reelected, that Justin Pearson.
Is that his family?
In Tennessee, who just got reelected. Remember everybody was talking about how they're talking with this black accent. They don't talk like that.
One of them was talking.
Why does the daughter on the end look very upset that she was forced to be
there? She don't want to be there. She's leaning out of the shot. Look how she's leaning out of the shot.
Family.
She don't want to be there. Everybody looks angry.
This is Dan Rodimer when he ran in Nevada.
Did he win?
No, but he talked.
This is a Las Vegas accent.
Yeah, it's a Las Vegas accent if it plays.
The daughter's leaning out of the shot.
His name is Dan.
Yeah, after the commercial plays.
Mentos commercial, of course.
So he was running in Las Vegas, lost, and then I'm moving to Texas. Hey, y'all, right,
those dummies in Texas, those idiots in Texas will vote for me.
Right.
My life while in college, those charges were dismissed.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, it started off with those charges were dismissed. What the fuck?
Someone pulled a record of like some shit he did in college, probably a DUI or something.
What?
I think some of it was domestic violence too.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, I think when we covered it, it was like he got accused of like hitting somebody or something.
Yeah, what so he had to what? He had to do the no tap apology.
Hey guys, I'm Lil Dan Rodimer.
Hey everybody, my name is Dan.
I'm Dan. The family man.
This is not true.
I'm just a proud father.
I would never hit a woman.
Me either. This is why I'm gonna pack my family. We're gonna go to Texas.
It's been nothing but lies. I would never hit a woman unless it was
they stay in line. As long as they stay in line
and do with the toe like a good woman.
If it was Nancy Pelosi, I whoop her ass
off to me.
Unless she has her own opinions,
I might have to give her back mine. And then all of a sudden, he turns into a Southern dandy. If she mouths off to me, I might have to give her the back of my hand.
I won't like
the back of the hand.
Oh, sure.
That feels more like a Southern plantation owner right there. That felt kind of genteel over there, man.
Back of the hand.
Give her the back of my hand.
Hi, guys. Daniel Rodimer here.
Dan Schwartz is lying to you. I had one arrest in my life while in college. Those charges were dismissed. I have no convictions and no criminal record. Yet, with the millions of dollars...
The daughter's leaning out of the shot. I don't want
to
be...
Oh, here. She is angry. This is embarrassing to her. She's going to, my friend's going to see this word, daddy.
He still brings he's up lying. Money from communist China, so he still has those leanings, right. But he's not talking like this.
The Congress, I know how to handle Nancy Pelosi and stop her bull. I'll put a boot right in her socialist platform.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Well, it looks like I already did. Bathrooms, boys and girls sports, higher taxes, higher gas prices.
That's all the kind of stuff we care about in Las Vegas, baby.
Now that I'm in Texas, I actually did hit that woman. Because I know it's going to help me get up in the polls.
You know how it is. Fuck them bitches, fellas.
They purposely set that daughter in that position because there's a border that she
can't slide off the screen.
Both his daughters are leaning out of the shot.
Yeah, there's like they're both kind of trying to get away from this whole
thing. Like she really looks like she is leaning into that.
She is leaning into the arm of that chair. Like maybe if I push hard enough, it would give way.
Right. And they were probably all told, "Hey, don't smile. Don't have an expression on your face. This is a somber." Speech
and no criminal record.
Why they gotta put the family in?
The millions of dollars makes
exactly.
The daughter's like, no, why am I in it?
Because criminals don't have families, right?
More taxes than any Republican in state history. He proposed.
I bet his daughter has a supports boyfriend. Amnesty.
I'm Big Dan Rodimer,
hopefully not.
Oh, he did still call himself Big Dan.
I'm Big Dan Rodimer.
Hey, I'm Big Dan Rodimer.
I'm running on my record.
Big Dan.
While Dan Schwartz runs.
Okay, I'm Big Dan, guys.
I'm regular size Dan Schwartz, and this motherfucker lying.
Right.
He be hitting people and shit.
I'm medium Dan, and
I wonder medium if he just smacks a bitch.
I wonder if it is a different person. They're just a clone. One of them was made in Texas.
The Texas right. area.
They clone. They clone Dan.
They clone Dan. I'm Big Dan. I'm Big Dan too. They
this is why
Dan.
I could never be a politician because if my opponent was named Big Dan. I'm gonna keep saying it until it becomes so awkward and fucked up. Like, I'm not gonna run away from his nickname. I'm gonna be at the debate like, well, Big Dan, what do you think about that? Well, my opponent, Big Dan, here.
Big Dan, I mean, Danny boy, I mean, Big Dan.
Big Dan thinks carbon emissions are fine.
You just keep leaning into Big Dan.
Yes. I will make this shit the albatross around his motherfucking neck. People will be saying Big Dan is a joke for the rest of his life.
I respect my opponent, Big Dan. We agree on some positions.
They clone Big Dan.
Big Dan and I, we differ on some things. Big Dan, for example, wants guns in every house.
In our borders, they're laughing at us. Now
yeah, we are laughing at us.
Yeah, we are.
He's right.
Did he not know that both videos are online? Did he not know that?
Apparently not.
Hey, the people in Texas don't look at YouTube, so I should be okay. It doesn't make any sense.
Not at all. I put on that cowboy hat. I just get in the character. I just change. Just, you know, it's different me.
Did he think the cowboy hat was like Clark Kent's glasses or some shit? Same name, just the hat on, and nobody's gonna know.
I'm gonna kill the other Big Dan.
I like that he's wearing the vest like it's a bulletproof vest or something. Right. Like he's ready for combat. It's just a sleeveless vest, dude.
It's a tactical Eddie Bauer vest.
Like, it's Texas. It's hot as hell. Take it off. Right?
Right.
That's what they wear when they're in the rodeo, though. So somebody in wardrobe made him wear that.
What they wear in the rodeo is a, I won't say a bulletproof vest, but it's a vest that protects them.
Yeah.
Riding a bull. So this vest, I don't know what he's doing because that's not the vest
that you mean that vest wouldn't protected him when he was riding that bull he was on?
You know, the bull that he actually rode?
I don't think he rode that bull. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Mm-mm.
Karen, stop ruining he rode that the bull, moments. Karen.
He it's real to me, bull. Damn it. It's real to me.
As ruining a Texan, a moment for Big Dan.
As a Texan, I cannot believe that any politician would lie to me.
I feel like that tag says Wrangler on it.
It probably does.
You know what's funny? If you
probably said members only.
Some people actually believe he rode that bull. I guarantee you. Some people believe he rode definitely. That damn bull.
What? Yeah. It took his whole face out of it. What are we talking about here?
His whole damn face out. It conveniently cut whenever they were, you know, whenever he got released.
He's not even the same size. Nobody realized his size changed.
He got bigger. Yeah, he got smaller, didn't he? Right?
He got up. He got up in a different position and he fell to the ground.
Yes, he did.
There's video of him wrestling. He was in the Deep South Wrestling Federation or whatever.
That kind
of
fits.
That does.
We got 588 well subscribers. So
they don't got no black wrestlers in Deep South Wrestling.
No, I don't think so.
Wait a minute. Let me can I can just play a character? He's pretty much what he's doing. He's just playing a character. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's wrestling against a guy named Tommy Suede.
This looks like one of Mark Cuban's old TV shows.
In the Deep South Wrestling, all the black Tommy wrestlers. Tommy Suede.
Not the next big deal. In Deep Tommy South. Cut
up, man. Ooh, what's up with this haircut, dog? It ain't even.
I gotta get that workout plan.
You, Dan Rodheimer. 6'9".
What was his real name?
You certainly are big.
He's 6'9". Dan Rodheimer is
6'9". Roll that back. 6'9". Roll that back.
You. All the talk is coming from you, Dan Rodheimer. 6'9", 300 pounds. You 6'9"?
He wasn't playing basketball?
6'9", 300 pounds. I seriously doubt.
I feel like y'all concentrate on the wrong thing. This dude's mic presence is terrible.
Yes, it is. Right.
This is like that Blumenthal stand-up open for all Jimmy over right now.
Did we just see?
You might be big Dan Rodheimer. You're going down.
You're not 6'9", though. I don't think so.
Well, don't forget to tip your waitresses. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, Tommy's you are 6'9", because I'm going to suck you and fuck you at the same time, buddy.
What? Oh, wrong movie. Sorry.
Better be towering over this motherfucker.
Now, this is Big Dan. Look at that dude. This is Big Dan Rodheimer.
Dan Rodheimer. I'm kind of a big deal.
What is happening?
man.
You see?
Why is he shining?
Oh, he's doing his best. What's Rick the Flair. Dude's name?
He's trying to do Rick Flair.
Not Rick Flair. Not Rick Flair, the other one.
Dusty Rhodes?
No, Rhodes? The other one.
Ravishing Rick Rude?
Hulk Hogan?
No. He just died recently.
Macho Man?
Paul Hart? Yes! Macho Man Randy. It's the Macho Man, Randy.
He's
listen, brother. He ain't got the hips for it. He's so stiff, poke thing.
I mean, if I'm his opponent in a political race. That
dude.
Right.
I'm putting this picture up all the time.
I don't even care that you beat your wife. This is more embarrassing.
Right.
This is
and like, the booty shorts.
Didn't I fight this guy on Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
And he has no body physique whatsoever.
Right. At least if you're gonna be in booty shorts, I had a body.
Not one cut. This nigga only eats. He only
See, he
eats
has
butter.
No packs.
He don't eat.
He should do his next political ad like this.
In Rhode Island, I'm kind of a big deal. I mean, this nigga, good look.
I mean, look, I'm not a wrestling expert, but I feel like of a big deal character, shouldn't he have like a fur coat on and some jewelry or something?
Yeah. I'm kind of a big deal. I'm going to give you this big dick girl. What is happening here?
His first day. Kind of a big deal. You should give the energy of it. You don't say it.
Yeah.
I'm big Dan Roheimer. Send me to Washington to handle Nancy Pelosi. I'm kind of a big deal.
But he kind of is doing that shit, though. He's talking like he's got to take a shit. He does.
We don't really know about this height thing until he's next to the person he's wrestling.
See?
In that hair. He got that business in the front part in the back, don't he?
W wrestling ever.
DSW wrestling. Deep
That's
South.
Right. See, I got all the core ingredients.
What?
Amazing physique.
Sir, go use the restroom.
Athletic ability. And a face. Face unlike any other.
What?
That's right.
That looks like every guy.
He doesn't even believe it. He's not even looking at the camera.
No.
What is the the tattoo? He has a tattoo on his back.
That's real.
To his collarbones.
He has that's a
real
thing.
Tattoo.
Oh shit! You can see a little bit
of a tattoo on his collarbone there. Big deal, Dan Rodimer. Oh, it's just a tattoo that goes.
Yeah, it comes around his back onto his shoulders.
He's not 6'9".
What kind of tattoo is that?
Wait, I thought the 6'9" guys could always.
Oh, 6'9". I like that. Randolph has become focused on just the height.
It's
weight
bothering me, man.
Of a fake, but hold up. But it's a wrestling where all the height and weights are always fake. There's never been a wrestler that was as tall.
That dude is huge, man.
He's big. Yeah,
he's
okay.
Towering over Tommy Suede.
Yeah, okay, maybe
he's towering over the ref too.
Dan Rodimer,
but like that might be 6'4" versus 5'8". None of this is real,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, in WWE, the tall guys, they would show how tall they were by stepping over the top rope when they entered the ring.
Right.
They wouldn't bend down.
Three strikes and you're out. If this was baseball, Rodimer would be riding the bench.
Rodimer using that power, sending Tommy Suede into the turnbuckles, and with ease picks up Suede.
That's how boring life is in the Deep South.
Right. Look at that. What is that poster in the press background? Move,
yeah.
I don't know.
The announcement said he's 6'7". So
are these people paid to come to this?
All 12 of them, yeah.
One of them made a sign and everything. There's more people here than at his rodeo event.
Yeah, there's more people.
It sure was. They was crunk.
They getting wild over here, man.
Oh, Tommy Suede is getting fucked up. Big Dan is killing him.
Snap, possibly a rib.
What you gonna do, Big Dan? What you gonna do?
Oh, not the elbow drop.
Dan Rodimer is a monster.
He's a beast, and he just
actually have a
Dan Rodimer is a monster.
What channel is CSS?
That's a good question.
I'm looking for like
post-fight
interviews.
What channel is that? I've never heard of that channel in my life. CSS.
The Country Slavery Station. Tune in. Coming right back after this break with Deep South Wrestling.
This is the commercial.
He is a monster.
Up next, Hee Haw.
Up next, Little House on the Prairie.
Telling jokes in the cornfield.
Don't forget the don't.
Up next, Mama's House.
Don't miss our main event. Master Thomas taking on Slave Jim. Coming up after the break.
What wrestling did y'all watch growing up? What was your wrestling?
WWE.
There was NWA, but that was clearly like the second tier. That's where Ric Flair was. We would watch it a little bit, but it was WWE.
We watched I guess it was Southwest Texas Wrestling. That was the Von Erichs. Cat, I guess.
Yeah, I used to love me some Andre the Giant, man. Now he was.
We didn't start getting that until, because like I said, we had, who was our, because it was the Freebird, it was the Von Erichs. I think we did have the Freebirds.
The Fabulous Freebirds.
Freebirds, who's Von Erichs' opponents usually.
Yeah, Ivan Putski.
Ivan Putski, who Polish ended up power. Having, he has a wrestling school in Texas, Tim.
In San Antonio.
Ivan Putski, Polish Stop power. It. He has a wrestling school where he trains wrestlers.
The Polish Hammer. I remember him.
Polish power.
No, it was WWF all the way.
And then Hulk we would Hogan. Watch, and then we yep, started watching the one out of Georgia. What was the one Hulk out of Hogan? Georgia that they used to fight at the Omni all the time?
Was that NWA?
There's like Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog was on
I
it.
I remember him.
Dusty Rhodes, Junkyard Dog.
Was all Bushwhackers. Made their way to the
Bushwhackers
WWF.
Bushwhackers were on that one, I believe. Mm. I don't know. I remember. I know Dusty Rhodes and JYD were on it. Was it the NWA Starcade? It might have been. They fought
at the Steamboat Dragon.
Out of Georgia every Saturday. And they always fought at the Omni. They would have shows at the Omni. It's going to be this weekend at the Omni.
Yeah. Is there Omni everywhere? Because we got one here. I just think that's just a common name they put in all the cities.
Jimmy Superfly or Superfly Snooker.
And then at WWF, some point, it turned into WWF.
I think WWF swallowed all these leagues, all these small federations up. And so I didn't probably see them until they hit WWF, but I know all these people, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember it was on
TBS.
On
it was probably TBS that we were watching it on. Because Turner broadcasted because Turner was out of Atlanta because that's where Ted Turner was from.
Big Dan Rodheimer, the issue with him was there were 911 calls to his house in 2018 from
steroids probably
from his now wife alleging domestic violence and that he had stolen guns and jewelry belonging to her. So I guess they patched things up.
Stole guns that belonged to her.
They patched things up and had five kids.
Okay. Well,
wow.
You know, he held him up in the air because she's too short to jump up and grab him.
Can't reach him.
Go ahead and take your guns. Can't take them, can you? I'm Big Dan.
Go on over there and get your steps, dude. You know you can't reach up this high.
So that's Big Dan Rodheimer.
Right, I posted latest Draped in Maniacs. I keep getting alerts that people are liking it. I posted it yesterday. People are still liking it. So that's a good sign, right?
It was very good. We talked about
the
show.
It's all Rod.
What was it?
All right, that's why it was good.
Draped in Maniacs podcast.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is a collaboration. I'm a patron for Kev on Stage, and he posted it, and people were talking about it in the little chat, and they absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's that one was good. That one was good. Here's the thing: is like when we told y'all we do the table reads. Rod will come in and do the voices. So you know Rod is immediately, but I'm always the narrator. I'm like, I'll never be in this because Michael is the narrator.
Right.
So I'm always the narrator. That became my role. He's like, oh, you're good at narrating. Nalika told me, you're really good at the doing the narration part. Like the part that's never going to be me because Michael
does right. narration. You're the stand-in just
as he should.
We didn't talk about Lizzo yet, did we?
No, that shit is wild. I'm starting to think, listen, something definitely happened. Something, but here's another thing. The girl that the dance t- teacher, whatever the fuck she does, the choreographer.
Yeah, Sharon.
When she popped up with the, I just want to thank the Lord and the Lord loves you. I was like, they did that shit.
They got to go.
Charlene Quigley is her name.
But then the other two girls popped up on TMZ. I'm like, oh, y'all are lying. What you doing on TMZ?
I mean, look, it was a dysfunctional concert tour is nothing new. Happened before.
That's what it sounds like to me now.
Young people out there with money and time and fame go out and party and do crazy shit. And in the era of social media, sometimes that stuff makes it to social media. It's a very sensational lawsuit. A lot of it is just like, we didn't like her. Like, I don't know how much of it is actionable in a courtroom.
Yeah. And a lot of this shit don't make any sense. Like, if I'm into something and if me, Rod, Tim, Karen, all of, we, the five of us go out, right? And I'm into something y'all ain't into. How am I forcing you to be into some shit you ain't into? Why am I not just going, all right, well, you ain't down with this? That's cool.
It's the power dynamic.
And you're then I don't charge. Ask you about it ever again.
You can fire me, so I feel pressured to go touch the stripper.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about any. You don't need to be here.
I also feel pressured to go. It's like the itinerary is like, okay, 10 a.m. Bible study, 11 a.m. Dildo toss. And then, you know, they felt pressured, I guess, from all sides, however much of that is true. But I think they were playing on the power dynamic that I felt like I was pressured to do this because Lizzo herself. And I guess the people who are signing my paychecks were telling me to do things that made me uncomfortable.
Well, it's also like you can't be responsible for somebody's internal version of you. So if they've decided that they feel anxiety and pressure inside and you don't know that shit, there's no fucking way for you to know until the trial, you know, it's like, I felt like you would fire me. Well, I never said that or did anything like that. Well, I felt that way.
I didn't even think about firing you. Why should you say you didn't want to go? Or you know what? Don't say they're nothing. Just don't show up. You don't have to come.
They're also young. Cause I feel I feel like this was probably every fucking tour in the 80s. Like if you were on Madonna's, if you were a Madonna dancer and she wanted to go out and fuck Dennis Rodman that night, that's what the party was that night. Right. But now it's like, well, you know, I felt awkward and I had some anxiety about doing the cocaine. It's like, oh, well, shit, this is a different generation.
Yeah, it is. And this is why Lizzo needs to go party with her friends and be like, y'all bitches do y'all own thing. No, y'all can't go with me.
Yeah, and then they would start floating these things that like Lizzo's not even, she doesn't even hang out with her dancers. She just clocks out and goes home. And you know, if someone's out to get Lizzo because her image is like squeaky clean and everybody's best friend, then if she does anything that doesesn't fit into that, it's like it's not a lawsuit necessarily, but you can still float that and say, turns out Lizzo is 200% that bitch or whatever, you know, whatever you want to say.
It's wild too, because like one of the things was like taking all the dancers on a vacation with her.
Right.
And somehow that shit turned into like, you know, like, I can't believe this bitch took us on a vacation and tried to make us go to a strip club and have fun.
Right.
Like, and all right, I don't.
And she misrepresented that it was a strip club and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know how old these dancers are. When you're younger, you can be more pressured by peer pressure to like do things you're uncomfortable with. But then you kind of, everyone has stories of doing things they were uncomfortable doing and then realize like, oh shit, I should have grown a backbone and not done that next time.
It's the same.
I don't want to do that. And by the way, sometimes you say, I don't want to do that. Nobody cares. Like,
All right.
It's the same kind of thing as, cause it doesn't help that they didn't like, it almost would have helped their case more if they stood up and then got fired or something.
Right.
As opposed to like, I was afraid to stand up because what if she would have fired me? We'll never know. Coincidentally, I got fired later because I couldn't do the dances. But but the thing for me that's kind of weird, though, is it feels like it's the young people shit.
Yeah.
You know, like there's an age we're at now where it's, you know, I would have just, like, at this age, if you show up and you're like, man, we're going to a strip club, I'll be like, I don't want to go to a strip club.
Yeah, and ain't nothing, yeah, you can do to make, ain't nothing you can do to make me go, but I don't want to go.
But maybe at 23 or something, 21, maybe I would have went and been, like, uncomfortable. But I think being Gen X, I would have never made it anyone's fault but my own. I would have been like, why didn't I fucking say something?
Yeah, yeah, and that's the difference. And I think also the power dynamic comes in because everybody probably wants to be Lizzo's best friend, you know, because they don't just want to be on tour with her. They want to hang out with her and be buddies with her and take selfies with her and post them on Instagram. And
that's the thing. This is a working environment. And Roger talked about this, about how entertainment, they blew these lines. I work in corporate America. Bitch, we got HR, things you can and cannot do, things you can and cannot say, acting, behavior. But all this shit blurs.
Well, even in the corporate America, there's people that, I used to know people that went to lunch at the strip club to do business.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would think, I never went to those things, but I would always think like some shit like this could happen where some motherfucker sometime just gonna pull up and be like, you thought y'all had a good time and now you in HR a week later, like, this nigga was getting lap dances and talking about the Forbes account.
Right. I was not comfortable.
I'm a Christian. It's like, fuck, man. I thought you were the drunkest one.
The thing about this is like when you say work environments, or we say, well, this is like an HR thing. Listen, all jobs are not the same.
No,
they're just not. People on a world tour, it's not the same. It's just not. It's not the same dynamic as people working at an architect firm. You know, it's just not going to be the same. It's just not.
You know what else is funny? You know what else is funny too? It's because it's Lizzo, right?
Yes.
Right.
That's
because if this story was about literally, if this was Rihanna, Beyonce, J-Lo, or somebody,
if it was Cardi B,
even the meanest stuff,
a menace, like, by not, the way,
but even the meanest stuff, like not the lightweight shit, but like you put on weight, you can't be a dancer anymore. If one of them flat out said that to somebody, we'd be like, yeah, of course.
Right.
I mean, why would Beyonce let you be a dancer if you put on weight? She don't care.
But because Lizzo is the body positive ambassador,
right,
they can jump on this. Yep. They can jump on this big time.
Right. Lizzo,
we don't even know if she told him that. They think she was thinking that.
They interpreted something else as that.
They think she's thinking that.
She, and then one of the women was like, and I told them later I had an eating disorder, and then I still got fired. I'm like, yeah, because it's a job. Can you do the dance or not?
Yeah,
it's not like you work at a desk and then you went to HR was like, I'm having some health problems, and they like, well, as long as you can work at the desk or whatever, you're dancing 12 hours a day or whatever. You can either dance or you can't dance.
Right.
That's
all you got.
Can you work?
They're like, she was yelling at us. No. I'm like, okay, we're getting dangerously close to like football players in the NFL or somebody being like, and then the coach raised his voice.
Right. Right. I got yelled at. All I did was, you know, whatever.
Oh, Randolph accidentally muted.
I got it. Yeah, it's
like we were down 20 at halftime, and then Bill Belichick called me a weakling.
I was
what about my feelings?
I was sitting for missing the tackle. Can. He came over the trash can and kicked it over, and I felt startled. So
my guess would be that
Tom Brady said, y'all trash just like this can. And I started crying.
Dancers are I-99 contractors. Dance instructor is a full, the dance choreographer is a full-time employee.
Right. The dance captain, her name is Charlene Quigley.
I don't like
now, she in trouble.
I don't like Jesus-y people. I don't like that. So that's a problem.
Well, her ass in trouble. Two things. The not just the Jesus stuff, but like number one, she's said more of the problematic shit than Lizzo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but two, the video she put up might as well have been a confession.
That's why I texted you. I said, I think she did it. I think
that video was what crazy people do when they think they like how crazy people think that they controlling the situation, but they just letting us all know they crazy. That's what she did.
I'm like, oh, y'all did this shit.
Like, you just confirmed it. If you would have said, if you wouldn't have said shit, we wouldn't have known.
Right.
And she was so comfortable doing this. She just went and sat in her car and made a quick 1-minute video about it. She didn't even think, hell like, maybe no. I should temper this a little bit or give it a minute.
Maybe I should talk to somebody. Like Lizzo gotta fire you now.
Right. Yeah, you gotta go.
This is what she, after they said that she was pushing religion on people and making people uncomfortable in the lawsuit. This is what she responded with.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to get on here really quick and say God is so, so good.
God, what that got to do with anything?
So much. No matter
what that got to do with anything.
Now, I can appreciate that you probably have been told not to talk about the specifics of the case. Even Lizzo's apology, or not even apology, her statement only really mentioned one specific, which was like the weight shaming, but she stayed away. But even to put this out, why would you even put this out?
If you don't love him,
also, like, if she would have never said nothing on his face, that lawsuit sounds crazy, because it's like they were making us be real religious and also eat pussy bananas. And you're like, wait, right. What?
That, right. Religious food that in there, huh?
Like, that's a real thing.
You know what? When we went to the strip club to eat pussy bananas, she made us say grace first. We had to thank the Lord for the food we were about to eat.
But then this woman makes this video, and now I'm like, I can see it.
Right. Exactly. Before you eat that banana, everybody hold hands, put your head down. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for this bountiful meal of bananas that we're about to eat.
Glory to God. I just want to remind you that He is love. He is truth. He is the light. He is the first and the last.
Whatever it is they're accusing her of, she did it. That's all I know.
And I just feel so blessed.
Her specifically. So
any lawyer
joy. I had such
that's taken this case would have told her, look, this is a case about you trying to convert people right. over to Christianity. Why would you start?
Right.
Don't start any videos. Don't talk about God for the next however long this case goes. Don't
go to this.
The only way this works is, or the only way this is smart is if Lizzo's defense is like, look, we got to sacrifice somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Now we can't let it be Lizzo. So what we're going to have to do, you're going to have to act crazy. You need to put out a video right now.
Only way.
Acting crazy. And that way we could just get rid of you. We're going to give you a nice, tidy package. We get rid of you. We say Lizzo innocent.
Back in a year.
Yeah, we'll bring you back. You know, we're going to say you went to rehab or something. We'll bring you back. But
not now.
Someone got to eat the bullet, and it can't be Lizzo.
Not now, and you're going to be on the blacklist. Ain't nobody going to hire you.
Yeah.
You
won't lose that much
with amazing people, and I'm so excited to be home resting with my family and my dog after an amazing experience.
She should have had the dog in her lap.
She did should have
had
shit.
That little like a cute dog in the
should have brought
frame.
A ukulele.
She did that. Yeah. Shit.
Also, like the other thing too is like what everyone's saying. Why are you putting out a video that's not addressing it at all?
Like, but she did that shit.
Right.
Yeah. Like, either you got to come out and be like, I didn't do none of this shit, or you got to just don't put out a video.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. What she did, she was told by the lawyers not to say anything specific. So don't say anything at all. Just leave it alone.
I just picture her walking straight out of
she had to say something because she's guilty.
I picture her walking straight out of the lawyer meeting into her car, pulling up her phone like, I'm gonna fix this.
I got it.
Don't worry, guys. Lizzo, I got us. God, I just want to say Jesus is so good. Okay, he is so good to me.
He has filled my heart, and he will fill yours too. Call me now.
She could have used. She should have did some of that Christian. She should have did some of that like Christian passive aggressiveness.
Right.
You know. Like quote some scripture, like, you know, God did say that the temple is full of liars. I'm not saying who. I'm not saying no names.
And I'm not pointing anybody out.
The enemy's wickedness will try to drag down the saints.
What if she put on a southern accent and was like, this is Big Charlene Quigley. I'm going to take down these dancers. You'll see. Trying to take away my right to worship my Lord.
No weapon forward against me.
This girl was either she's about to drive off somewhere and felt like she had to say this, or she just came from driving somewhere and felt like she had to say
this. She had to immediately record a video.
She did this shit, man.
Before I put my car in drive, let me tell you all about Jesus real quick.
Yeah. I wanted to like tell everyone that God loves you, and I love you, and glory to God, and I hope you're smiling and you feel joy no yeah. matter where you're at or what you're going through.
That I love you was for some very was for a very select group of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And Lizzo waited like a day, another day to put out her.
It also kind of you can tell that they really want the Lizzo money because I don't think any of them commented on this video.
Right.
Like they commented on like Lizzo put out a statement. It was like, no, it's her. It's her. It's a fuck the dance instructor. She the one with the money. She did it.
Right. But
you would think like I would have hopped all over this video. Like, see.
So now imagine this all day, every day, the whole time right. you're on tour. Lizzo's Instagram handle is Lizzo Be Eating. I had no idea, but she put out this kind of notes app thing. It's, you know, three different pages. She talked about how she's, you know, she can't respond to the false allegations, but these are sensational stories. She can't say anything specific. Her lawyers probably told her not to. I take my music and performances seriously, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes I have to make hard decisions. It's never my intention to make anyone feel uncomfortable or like they aren't valued as an important part of the team. It's what you would expect, you know, right. a lawyer to advise mm-hmm. someone to say. And she's probably going to toe the line. She's not going to come out and do some crazy shit. Yep.
I know next time they go on tour, it's going to be a completely different tour.
She done, they done fucked it up for everybody.
Fucked it up for everybody. Everybody else having a great time. Everybody else having a great time.
Everybody that had a good time that night, because they was naming people in the, they was naming people in the examples that didn't even seem to have a problem. Like, one of them was a security dude, and they was like, yeah, Lizzo was fake whipping him and brought him on stage, and he was twerking for everybody. I'm like, so why well, he ain't saying, in the lawsuit?
Say, wait a minute, let's back up for a second. Did you say he was twerking for everybody?
Apparently, she brought him.
How
on
did
stage
she get and, him to twerk, ma'am? Did she like poke him with a stick or something? Right, or,
right. She beat him.
He just beat him
with a whip.
He just started twerking. He just got on stage.
And then they said she whipped him. And I'm like, right. y'all want us to think she whipped him like Toby.
Yeah, and then once again,
I don't think. I mean, yeah, let me
just back up for a second. When you say whip,
right?
Explain to me specifically what you mean by whip. What's she hitting?
And
with?
Why? My thing is why he ain't in the suit then?
Yeah,
right.
Because shouldn't that be another part of the suit? Like, oh, we got him because he probably was like, man, it was fun. We had like she was tripping. We was having a little good time, and y'all was somewhere being like, we writing this down.
Yeah.
Yep. I guarantee you, they won't be no more trips and nothing. Let me back up again.
What's his name, ma'am? Do you know his name? We just call him security guard. I don't even. Okay.
It's going to be employer-employee relationship with everybody.
That dude was probably at home like, man, Lizzo crazy, man. I was on at the strip club.
I got to hang with Lizzo,
man,
dog.
I was eating pussy bananas. I was twerking. Yeah, nigga, I twerked. It was fun shit.
I'm flexible. I still get that thing for the ladies. You know what I'm saying, though.
It's a whole different kind of banana split. It's a whole different thing over there.
Meanwhile, they at home like it was. She traumatized that man.
Yeah. Right. That man bragging to his friends.
Yeah.
The yeah.
Best
I mean,
time of my life. I'm not jumping on no lawsuit.
You want to sue it too? What? No, nigga, I work security. First of all, it's a good job. Second of all, I had a good time that night.
Yeah. One of the big requirements of working security is that you keep your mouth shut. That's like a big part of the job.
I mean, there are stories
on the scale
and one of the
shit,
things. One of the things that also was kind of funny to see them use against her was them being like. So they had a bad performance or some shit. Lizzo thought they was whack on the tour. So the next day, they did a 12-hour like re-audition. Basically, you got to fight for your spot again. And they was yelling at them and shit. You know, like she was like, you know, y'all look like y'all were fucking drunk out there last night. Y'all been drinking, you know, that kind of shit. At least that's the vibe I picked up from what it was saying, right? Almost like a coach yelling at the team.
Yeah.
And then they were like, she did this too. Bigger black women that were the dancers. It's like because she made all her top
hired
dancers,
bigger black women,
and she elevated them above the other dancers so that they were in this elite circle of dancers that, you know, was they were on stage with her all the time. I had to be, and it's they were like she wouldn't have talked like this to the other dancers, like, because she'll fire them bitches without even talking.
Like, they'll just tap you on the shoulder and walk you. Nobody said nothing. You no longer work here.
Yeah, they have immunity, I guess. Is that what they're?
That was wild.
James Brown used to yell at his musicians and fine them when they messed up and they miss a note.
When I be playing a song, like I was playing Michael Jackson song and then some Jackson song, I miss a note. I'm like, Jackson, Michael would have just fined me. I think that shit all the time. Like, he would have fired my ass.
Yeah. I mean, there's stories of people being tyrants. There's story of people being party animals, showing up to the show drunk and, you know, passing out on stage. And like, this is kind of what happens on big concert tours with young people. I don't know. I mean, I guess a hostile work environment. Like, we talked about this with when all the Me Too stuff was happening with comedians, with like Louis C.K. and other people. It's like, it is a workplace. The green room is a workplace, even though it's not your typical work environment. So there should be some workplace protections, and people do cross those lines. Those lines are blurred. And so a concert tour is not what your typical workplace is. I think what they're trying to say is we should have been treated like people are treated in a workplace. I just don't know. It's a different environment. You can't necessarily
this is
prepare.
The workplace. You're being treated like people are treated in this workplace. Why? I want to see some asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, I think this is the thing about, especially the entertainment industry, that people aren't talking about, is like, you talk a good game, but at the end of the day, like, an actor's body is their instrument, and it does struggle if you put on weight. If you're a dancer, they do those 12-hour fucking days sometimes, and it just fucking sucks, but everyone does it, and it's just part of the job. You know, stuff like that doesn't feel good, and it's not like an HR department or a 40-hour week job. And the same thing with them partying and shit. They look at that like, see, the party is part of the reward for us all working hard all the time. And, you know, in a case like this, what I believe happened is the lawsuit is sent to embarrass Lizzo.
Right.
Like, it's not a criminal lawsuit. They probably won't win this shit in civil court because they don't have, unless they got some smoking gun evidence they haven't released yet. Like, maybe they do have a recording or something.
Yeah.
But right now, it sounds more like they're just throwing everything that can make her look bad in the public and hoping she'll just write a check and leave it alone.
Right.
Yeah. It seems like, you know, bands have fired members just because they had personality conflicts. They just didn't get along. They weren't the same type of people. They didn't see eye to eye. It seems like that. Like, these are just people that didn't mesh with each other. And they either quit or got fired or just didn't like the environment or felt uncomfortable. Again, we've all felt uncomfortable at a job.
Right.
It's just what
and is... look at what the people coming out that are trying to like have their backs. If you look at the stuff they're saying, even their shit, they're not going into detail, and they're just mostly saying she's mean. Like, guys, you won't believe this. In real life, she's actually mean. That's
right.
That's pretty much what everyone said, which is kind of like a okay, and nigga, like
right. And she's a mean woman, and because she's a woman, she doesn't have a right to be mean. She doesn't have the right to yell at me because she's a woman.
Who the fuck is she mean to? I don't dance for her.
She presents herself as like the nicest person ever.
She may be, except when it comes to her fucking
That's
work.
Where her reputation is going to take a hit.
Yeah, she may be really nice, except when it comes to her work. I want to see some asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
I didn't know that you could shoot a dildo. A woman could shoot one, like it could be launched out of her.
Oh, you ain't never been to Mexico strip club.
I've never been to a strip club. What is the, how much distance do they get on that? Like, is it just a few feet? Is
enough
it across
to
the
get
room?
Your attention?
It depends.
Depends
on how long they've been training their killers.
Backstage, are they practicing like when baseball players put that big donut on the end of their bat to make it heavier?
it's more like going out to the bullpen and then shoot it, and then when they get out,
it's lighter, so the shoots even further.
More like going out to the bullpen and working it out.
I mean, because I'm assuming it's not launched hard enough where if it like it hit you, it could injure you, because then we see all kinds of lawsuits about dildo injuries, you know?
Would you though?
Depends on
Depends
on the strength.
Yeah, I had a
dick shaped scar on my forehead from like the dildo smacking me from across the room. It was dark.
That would just have to be a story that I just
I keep that to myself now.
Unless it was a life altering injury, I ain't bringing that shit up.
Yeah, that's nobody just talks
a story
about that.
I tell.
Yeah, that's a dildo. I'll just take
a campfire.
Yeah.
I'm going in there with a helmet on. I'm going into the strip club with a helmet on, maybe a face shield, so like a tarp like Gallagher to hold up just in case shit comes flying at me.
Yeah. Now some of them shows, you got to watch it now. They got mules in there. It's all kind of stuff going on.
What?
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got livestock in a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. We gotta bring this one. No, they're not called livestock though. They're called performers.
Yeah.
Performers. What are they paying them in? Carrots.
They're part
welcome
of the show.
To the stage, Bessie. Huh?
Yeah.
Hear a cowbell.
Come on down.
You just hear a cowbell walking. Blown.
Not a cow. Don't be crazy. But a mule.
A mule.
Yeah.
We got to bring this one.
Big
horse,
Bessie.
Like I said, because I got to do. But I will say this to
pretty sad. Yes.
Get out of this on this. This was interesting to me watching all the people who claimed to love Lizzo couldn't wait to turn on her.
Yes, right. Of course.
Keep that in mind.
Some of the people were never fans anyway. They tolerate the
motherfuckers. Those motherfuckers who act like they're with you, they can't wait to jump on you. And the motherfuckers who don't like her because of what she represents, which is empowerment for women, and that were the first to see. I told you how she was. I'm like, you don't know shit. So I'm just supposed to believe these girls? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me is if it was another star, this wouldn't be a story.
Right. Right.
That's why, because people in the chat are saying, like, it's about the kids and a change of generation. They're not going to tolerate this anymore. And I'm like, no, because if this was Rihanna or somebody, we'd just be like, and that's what the fuck the job is.
Yeah.
It's specifically a Lizzo thing that makes us be like, Lizzo shouldn't be doing that. We have let her be fat in public, and she know better than to be mean.
That's how people feel.
Be mean. You better be jolly fat, bitch.
I'll believe it if you see more stories like this pop up with other people.
I agree.
Because if you think Lizzo the only fucking person that's demanding of her dancers and doing all this shit, that's crazy. If you see more, if it pops up with more people, then I'll acquiesce to like, okay, the kids are changing the game. But I have a belief that if Rihanna was making you eat pussy bananas, everybody be like, what a great fucking time that was that night.
Right. Well, Lizzo's supposed to be
I tell you to do the dance and we're doing a show for people that are paying money to see me, when this shit is all done, if this show is whack, you're going to be gone, but they still coming to see me. You understand?
Right. My name
is on this show. So guess what? If you ain't doing a dance the way I want to be done, then you're going to be practicing or you're going to be gone. It's that simple.
Though, Lizzo is the kinder, gentler diva. You know, so she's supposed to, she's a player's coach. She's supposed to put her arm around your back and say, hey, we're going to go and I'll teach you how to dance and don't worry about it. And we're going to be all nice. And so people expect that from her because I guess that's always in her image, even though she said she's 100% that bitch right out of the gate. So, I mean,
and like they went and found songs where she was rapping about, like, you know, firing the dancers and eating like interviews about eating pussy bananas. So she's not been hiding this at all. Like she's clearly been out front, but I think people have, for lack of a better term, they've mammied her. Like, and I don't mean that I think people that are like supposed to be in her corner have done it. They're like, she's this maternal black woman that's just a nice. I'm like, have y'all listened to the songs? Cause like some of them are uplifting and some of them are about her being like I'm that motherfucker,
right?
And this feels like the behavior of somebody's like, I'm that motherfucker, y'all not gonna embarrass me on my tour.
And when your name is on the marquee, and you know, and this is the other thing, you have a young person with all this fame and money and probably some perfectionist tendencies. You can't practice flute that much without having a perfectionist tendency. It bothers the fuck out of you if people miss a step or stay out too late and get drunk and show up to the show not prepared. because that's your name on the line. So yeah, people can turn into
my name. It's my name. It's not your name.
And you can, right. People can turn into a little, like a little bit of a tyrant, you know, with the group. There's so many people in music who have that reputation of being kind of a tyrant with their band members and firing people and bringing in new people or threatening to fire people. And yeah, sometimes that can be an asshole move, but that's just the nature of it. Right. That's just, it's
my guess is that it's a little bit of both of like the kids are want to be a little softer, but yeah. Also they can pull this shit on Lizzo. It's just,
right.
Look how people been treated all week. I knew this bitch was like it's a lot of like she don't get to be mean like this, right, other people right. Get to be mean, not her. And that's why I don't believe it's like a generational movement. I'll believe that shit when we talk about Beyonce and we talk about, you know, all these other motherfuckers that got people twerking and dancing, because you know Chris Brown ain't talking to his dancers with a bunch of respect and shit. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, we got to bring this one home.
Chris Brown is actually aiming the stripper's vagina at people.
Yeah.
Like,
put your chin up.
Some kind of American Gladiators contraption.
He loaded that shit in like a cannon.
Trey Songz beating the dancer and shooting them out. Like, you can't. Come on now.
Right. Don't do it.
Got a bucket of water on stage with him. And whenever the dancer fucks up, he's like, you know what you got to do, right?
You know what
this is. Grabs him by the back of the head and just puts their head in
the buckets. Get it right. Go back to makeup.
Brother Tim for coming in with us. We ain't seen Big Absolutely. Tim in a minute.
Absolutely.
Yeah, anytime you want, come on. Just hit me up for the link. We'll send it anytime you want.
Get the link. You get the link. Yeah. You in the house.
We'll get the feedback next week. We didn't get the feedback.
We will get the feedback. And that is about it.
And y'all be Elton sure to check out. Never texted me back. So Elton is at a car show. We'll catch up with him one of these days. I'll send him the link one of these days to see what he's up to.
Rod, Karen, y'all say y'all goodbye right now. We're going to take it out old school. So y'all say y'all
all right, peace. Right, thanks for having
y'all
us.
Y'all have a good one.
Good to see you, Rod. Good to see you.
Brother Mark, you say yours.
All right, Brother Mark, I'm out. All
right, so we're going to take this out the way we started it. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
Hey, we are three guys on. We are out.